Good morning, everyone. It's afternoon. What's the matter with me? It is afternoon, and this is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. And it's a beautiful day here in Clearwater, Florida. And we are so glad that you are joining us today for this amazing show. It'll be wonderful. Some of you will be hearing it this weekend on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. And that is a good thing, too. So we've got a great show planned. And with me on the air, I believe, are both Nathan and Betty. Is that right? Betty, are you on?
I'm here.
Nathan, are you on?
I'm here.
All right. Listen to that. We got y'all right here. Okay. And we've got Nan that's right here in the studio. She may or may not come up with any poems that God gives her. We'll see. But anyway, God told her to be here, and so she's here. So that's all good. And we love those people who were just on before us, good people. And great show, as always, for them. So it's going to be a good time today. And Nathan and Betty, you both are going to love this topic, and I know you both already know what the topic is. It's all about healing today and what Jesus did on the cross and how that applies to our physical, mental, and emotional selves. And I think we all need that. What do you think, Betty?
Oh, yeah, I most definitely.
Listen to you. Yeah, you're a little gravelly there, aren't you?
Just a little bit, but it'll get better. It'll get better.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it's just been, you've been sick, and Nathan, you've been going through an awful lot with your back, haven't you?
Well, with my hips, man.
I mean, your hips, yes, your hips, yes. And so, you know, and I think a lot of people out there suffer from all kinds of illnesses, sickness. Sometimes it's emotional, it's you know, depression, whatever it might be, anxiety. Whatever it is, there's so much that's going on in everybody's lives. And it doesn't hit just one or two people, it hits all of us. It's just there. You know, it's part of what the devil uses to really discourage us and try to get us defeated. Talk to me about that, Betty, because it does affect us when we're sick, doesn't it? When we're in pain, etc.
Oh, yeah, because it's a distraction.
It is a distraction, yes.
We talked about this last week, that there were so many things that were going on. I mean, it hit our entire family from, you know, from the top down.
Right.
And it's, you know, you want to concentrate on God's word, but yet you're thinking, oh, I just, you know, I can't do it. But, you know, guys, that's when we need to do it the most.
Oh, amen.
When we're under these attacks by the enemy.
Oh, absolutely. But the devil does try to come and tell us that, hey, you know, nothing's going to change if you pray or whatever. Nathan, talk to me about that, because we all go through those kinds of attacks from the enemy, don't we?
Yes, we do. And often the Satan will lie to us and tell us that God doesn't care what's happening to us.
Right.
Or that God put it on us.
Right.
You know, and to suffer for his name's sake.
Exactly.
And it's just, you know, sometimes it's depressing sometimes. And it's like, oh, wow, you know, I can't suffer through this. I can't take another minute of this, you know.
Right, yeah.
God, lift it from me in Jesus' name. And God comes along, and he does that.
He does that, yes.
Yes, he does.
But the devil is really, he's out there trying to constantly steal, kill, and destroy. I probably quote that verse almost every show we do. John 10:10, that, and Jesus said this, the thief, meaning the devil, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, but I've come to give you life and to give it abundantly. And so we have to make a distinction between whether or not sickness comes from God and whether or not it comes from the devil. And the word is very clear on this. And we're going to make some strong points today that sickness and disease are not, they don't come from God as punishment to us. Betty, you want to talk about that point? Because that is something I think a lot of people are still kind of messed up about.
Well, you know, if God be for us, who can be against us?
Oh, amen. Praise God.
I read in Psalm 91, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty.
Amen. Yes.
I mean, it's not very, it's very few words, but it says so much, is that God is our refuge. He's our high tower.
Amen.
No evil can get close to us. No harm can come nigh to our dwelling. So if those are the words of the Lord, then we have to believe them, that God does not make us sick.
Right.
We did a small children's church party on this, is that he will rescue and then throw you a party. That's part of Psalm 91 in the
It is in Bible. The Message Bible. Then he'll throw you a party. That's right.
And he'll throw you a party. So, you know, the devil this week tried to, through different variations, is that, hey, you're going to have another heart attack. You're going to die. And you know what?
Whoa.
That's when God raised me up and said, it's time. It's time. I mean, with as little strength as I had, I rebuked him.
Amen.
I said, you know, Lord God, you are the God that where I dwell. That's where I want to be.
Amen.
That I'm not going to be destroyed.
That's right.
I am going to be raised up on wings like on wings of eagles.
Yes.
And you know that, you know, just those, you know, maybe I took a little bit out of it out of context, but just taking snippets of things that I remembered just when I was feeling so bad, that God is with us. If he's brought us to it, he's going to bring us through.
Amen.
It.
Amen.
And he, through our grief, and even in Ecclesiastes, he told us there's a time for everything.
That's right.
And even in our sicknesses, there's time for sickness, but there's also that time for healing.
Amen.
And when we talk about healing today, we just want people to reach out and touch the hem of his garment.
Amen.
And
amen.
And know that his love exists, that he does exist, and that the enemy does come to seek, kill, and destroy. But today, guess who's the defeated one? We read the last chapter of the Bible, people.
That's right.
We win.
Amen.
Amen. And, you know, if we never had a sickness, or if we never had a problem, or never had an issue, we would never know that God could get us through. You know, that old song, Nathan, we've sung so many times, Through It All, my dad's favorite song. You know, that's how we learn to trust God. And that's how we learn that God is greater than anything that the enemy can throw at us. And that allows us to say, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we're going to start this show today with that song, Hallelujah, by the group Mike's Chair. Praise God. Let's start by praising God as we start this show today. Let's praise God and declare hallelujah over your circumstances, whatever those might be.
I know that I am yours. You've always been.
Amen. You have saved my life. Woo! You have saved my life and set my heart on fire. And oh, how my heart burns and beats for you. Wow. Praise God. Nan's got something God gave her, and let's hear it. Go ahead, Nan.
You have done so, Imon. You have,
yes, you are.
I'm sorry. You have done so much in my life. I shout hallelujah to you right now. I know that you are my awesome Father, upon whom I can draw my power. I love you with all that is within me. I offer praise to you from my heart. I'm so glad that you're my Father, and of my life, you're such a part.
Whoa, praise God.
He is the total part, but you know.
Amen, amen. And he is. And we're going to start with prayer today and get going on this discussion, and it's going to be mighty. If you are following along in your Bibles, go to the book of 1 Peter back in the New Testament. We're going to start with chapter 1, verse 18. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for what you're going to get done on this show today. Lord, you have saved our lives. You have set our hearts on fire. And our hearts burn for you. We desire you. We want to know you better. We want to understand every blessing that you can and want to pour out upon us. We are receptive to your voice this day. Holy God, we want to hear from you in a mighty way during this show. We want you to show up. We want your anointing. We want your presence to so flow through all of us on this show today that every single listener, wherever they are, scattered around this globe, will hear about you. We'll understand that you can save us. You can set our hearts on fire for you. You can deliver us from all of the evil that the devil throws at us. You can heal our bodies. You want to heal our bodies. You will heal our bodies. And Lord, we thank you this day for the truth of your precious word. We give you glory and honor before we even get this show off and going. Lord, you get the glory for what you're going to do as every listener scattered around this globe hears this word of truth this day. Oh, in Jesus' name, this we pray. Amen and amen. Wow. What'd that song do to you, Nathan? That just really, woo, fired me up. That was a good song.
Well, I could feel the presence of the Lord. I could feel the Lord just drawing near to us as we lifted a praise to him in a song, because he inhabits the praise of his people.
Yes, he does.
But he proves it. He proves it because he comes upon us in such a mighty way.
Yes.
And this show is going to be a great show.
It is. Believe me, the devil,
awesome.
The devil's pulled out his
awesome
stops on some of us with all kinds of craziness in the last few days. And so we have taken authority over his attempts to discourage us, defeat us, make us sick and all of that. And we have declared today that this is going to be a show of power, anointing, and God's going to get done what he wants to get done. So let's start with 1 Peter 1:18. Your life, listener, my life, Nan's life, Betty's life, Nathan's life, your life is a journey you must travel. This is in the Message Bible. 1 Peter 1:18, your life is a journey you must travel with a deep consciousness of God. Whoa. I love that. It costs God plenty to get you out of that dead-end, empty-headed life you grew up in. He paid with Christ's sacred blood, you know. He died like an unblemished sacrificial lamb, and this was no afterthought. Even though it has only lately, at the end of this age, become public knowledge, God always knew what he was going to do. And what he was going to do this for you. Whoa, Betty, that just, I love those few lines right there. It's your journey is, you must travel with a deep consciousness of God. Talk to me, Betty, and then we'll go to Nathan about these comments right here in 1 Peter 18. 118.
Well, I think 118.
118,
I think,
yeah.
One of the greatest things that God did was he gave his life for us. So that we could live a greater life than what we had maybe known growing up. And I say that with a lot of
healing in my life that has happened because of the life that I led before I came to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And for God to give his only son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish and have everlasting life.
Amen.
And that's what he did for you and for Nathan and for Nan, myself, and for all of our listeners, is that he gave that his life for us. And it's to be able to concentrate solely on him through God's word, through prayer, and through the praises of his people. As Nathan mentioned just a few minutes ago, God does inhabit the praises
yes,
of his people.
Yes.
And it's so enlightening to know that the closer I get to God, the closer he becomes to me.
Mm-hmm.
And he walks with me, you know, that old song, he walks
yes.
with me and he talks with me. That's where the consciousness comes of knowing God
right.
is through his word, through open dialogue or communication with our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
And we are so blessed to be able to live in a country that we can do that, that we can have that closeness and that deep consciousness of God, that where he brought us out of and where he set us upon this rock of Jesus Christ is so much greater life than what I could ever result of a mess or even imagine.
Amen. And it fills our hearts with gratitude, Betty, doesn't it? That serve a risen Savior, a Savior who is working in our lives on a daily basis, who walks with us, but he's also in us. Yes. Nathan, talk about this, will you, Nathan? I love this. Deep consciousness of God.
You know, the fact of the matter is, in the Old Testament, God mirrored what he was going to do
yes.
so many times.
Right.
So many times he showed us
Amen.
What was coming.
Yes, he did. He did. We talked about it Wednesday night, didn't we? Yes.
Yes, we did. But, I mean, not only in the Passover lamb.
Right.
But even, you know, in Abraham, you know, and his son.
Yes, in Isaac.
Mm-hmm. Sacrificing his only son.
Right.
I mean, just so many different scriptures mirrored
exactly.
what God was going to do, what God's perfect plan was for us.
Amen.
And then he did it.
Yes.
Then he did it.
Yes.
My goodness. And now we live in a time when he can remind us of what he's done.
Amen.
And we can rejoice and experience the benefits
yes.
of what he's done.
Yes.
And what he's doing. I mean, the benefits. There's many, 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 many benefits. And it's just an awesome life that we can live.
Amen.
As we choose to give our lives to God.
Amen.
We choose to believe in him and give our lives to him.
When you bring up benefits, it always, that word always takes me to Psalm 103. And we mentioned it last week, but I'm going to run there real quick, because in the first five verses of Psalm 103, you hear about the benefits. That word is used, benefits, in the NIV. And so, Nathan, these are the benefits, and here they are. Psalm 103, 1 to 5, and then I'm going to go to you both for comments here. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all my inmost being. Bless or praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. There's that word you just said, Nathan. He forgives all your sins. Now, people out there, realize that there is nothing too big, nothing too small that God cannot forgive. He forgives all your sins. And the next line of verse 3 of Psalm 103, and heals all your diseases. Nan,
praise
you're in there by the
God.
Bell. You need to ring the bell on that one, Nan. She's in the studio. I'm in the control room. And heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit. And some of us have had our lives kind of in the pit. Maybe of depression, maybe of drug addiction, maybe of alcoholism, maybe of severe depression, anxiety. He redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion and satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Woo! Praise God. How does that affect you, Nathan? You answer that, and then we're going to Betty for that. He forgives all your sins, well, heals all your diseases.
The fact of the matter is he's done it in my life. And he keeps renewing my youth. I mean, I don't look my age.
No, you don't.
At all.
You do not look 85. You don't look 85,
no,
Nathan, not at all.
Not
do you think,
I'm
Betty?
90,
he does not look 85. 90. Uh-uh. No.
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 We're, I'm not 85.
I know. We're teasing you. Yeah, you're a young thing. And you're handsome as all get out, too. But you're right. You don't feel your age, right? I don't feel my age, that's for sure. And Betty, as old as she is, we know she doesn't feel her age. Do you, Betty?
No, not at all.
Oh, my. Go ahead with your thought, Nathan. I'm sorry. We gave you a hard time. So.
Well, you know, just the fact of the matter is I'm living in the benefits that God has promised me.
Yes.
But in Psalm 103.
Yes.
All those benefits, I'm living in them right now.
Right.
And I praise God that he does forgive all my sins.
Yes.
And heals all my diseases.
Right.
And that he does bless me with good things for the things that I desire.
Right.
And that he fills my life completely.
Amen.
He fills my life completely.
Yes.
And it's a wonderful thing to know that God can fill your life completely.
And
he can deliver you from the evil one.
That's right.
And he does.
And I love that second sentence. It costs God plenty to get you out of that dead-end, empty-headed life you grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
Betty, you want to comment on all this? Woo!
Oh, yeah. I didn't know this until I actually grew up, that I lived with alcoholic parents.
Oh, yeah.
And so I did have a dysfunctional life.
Right.
But ever since October of this year, I realized that every day is a blessing. Everything that comes my way is, you know, was God-given. From the forgiveness of sins, he's redeemed me from the curse. He's redeemed me from hell. He's giving me new life. And yeah, I'm 60 plus years old, but inside I'm only like a 4-year-old when it comes to my heart.
Oh,
because,
come on now.
I have a new heart.
Well, she's got a triple bypass. Yep, she had.
I have new travel sites in my body, but.
You don't have actually a new heart physically,
no,
but you have a new heart spiritually. I want to clarify that.
No.
And you did have a triple bypass surgery, surgery in October.
But
yes.
When I gave my life to God, I did get a new heart.
Amen.
And
there you go.
Because it got rid of all of the junk that I carried around for so long, so much bitterness and anger and hostility. So, you know, each day is, we don't want to forget that each day is a blessing. Each day has
Amen.
Its benefits.
Yes.
And we cannot forget about that, because life is so fragile anymore. Especially the older you get, the more you realize just how fragile life is.
Yes.
And that, you know, you want to spend that time serving Christ.
Amen.
You want to spend that time giving him the glory. And I've noticed in this last week, the more I praised him, the better I felt.
Amen.
And I prayed, you know, and I asked for prayer and so forth. But, you know, when I started praising him.
That's it right there.
Giving him glory.
Amen.
And telling him thank you for getting rid of this flu-like symptoms that I had, is when I felt the best. I mean, I still feel a little bit, you know, yucky, but nothing like I felt before I started opening the Bible, letting the words of God permeate my house.
Amen.
Especially when I was going to sleep at night. And it's amazing to me, people, we don't realize God's benefits and
right.
what he does in our lives. Several times this week of how many times he kept me from destruction. We had terrible winds up here. I mean, it's just the things that we take for granted, we know his benefits are so
Amen.
Great. So
Ooh.
Wonderful. And his mercy endures forever. His love endures.
Amen.
I mean, I can get on a soapbox here, but I'm not going to.
Don't do that.
He is our everything.
Well, forget he none is. Of his benefits. Don't forget his benefits.
Yeah. No.
Betty, as hard as it was for you to go through that triple bypass, you've been raised up and you're really doing very, very well. And oh. you're the healed one. And go ahead.
It was a little scary, I have to admit that. But
sure.
That's when I started, when Satan tried to get my faith down. He tried
right.
to circumvent what the Lord was trying to tell me. And when it finally came out, when I came out of surgery, it makes me weep, so I apologize. I'm going to try not to cry.
You can cry. You go right ahead and cry.
Uh-huh.
Is that I was laying in bed, and I had all kinds of tubes out in my chest and in my throat and all of this. And this one lady says, "Where's your warrior spirit?"
Whoa.
I forget what my daughter said, but I came up out of that bed, and because God told me, he goes, "You are my warrior.
Amen.
You will overcome this. You will overcome it by my blood." And I stood up, and I had just 24 hours before that, I was completely under anesthetic.
Yeah.
Stood up and said, "Okay, pull them out. Pull out the tubes, whatever you need to do." Of course, I wasn't quite that strong and forceful, but that's what God does. God, no matter where you are, no matter what you've been through, is that when God speaks to you and he speaks to your heart and he tells you it's going to be okay.
Yes.
People, it's going to be okay.
Yes.
Because Jesus was right there with me.
Right.
He's right there with you through your fight of depression, your fight through drug addiction
right.
or alcoholism. God is right there with you.
Yes.
Don't
Amen.
Give up hope. Keep
yes.
that keep the faith, and it's a tough road. I mean, when you were talking about in 1 Peter about we travel down a road.
Right.
And a path.
Yes.
Is that I want God to lead me down the path that he wants me to go.
Amen. Amen.
And some of us go down a path of destruction. But you know what, people? There's a detour. There's a detour at every turn. There is a way for you to pull out of what you're in, whether it be disease, whatever, depression. He's there to help.
Amen. 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 Woo! Praise God. We agree with that. Woo. 1 Peter 1, about verse 19-20 says this. It's because of this sacrificed Messiah. It's because of what Jesus did on the cross, dear ones, whom God then raised from the dead and glorified, that you trust God, that you know you have a future in God. And it's because of God the Father telling us he was going to do this, clear back, Nathan, like you said earlier, God prophesied clear back a couple thousand years, well, 3,000 or 4,000 years before all these things happened, a couple thousand years before, back when he talked to Abraham, when he talked to Isaiah 700 or 800 years before the Messiah came. All these different times he prophesied this was going to happen. He was going to send the Messiah. The Messiah would come. He would be the sacrificial Passover lamb. He would raise from the dead, and he would be the healing for our bodies, our minds, our emotions, everything we needed. The Messiah had all that. That is why he came to this earth, to be that for us. And, Nathan, do you want to comment on that? Because that just gets me going. That's what it's all about. Woo!
Well, you know, just the fact that God had a plan.
Amen.
Before the foundation of the earth.
Yes, he did.
God had a plan to save us from our sins.
Amen.
As a result of our sins, which is the destruction that our health, you know, and that sickness and destruction that Satan put upon us.
Right.
That God had a plan to deliver us from all of our destruction.
Yes. Yes. Yes, he did.
From sin, from sickness, and from death.
Right. Right.
Praise God.
Yes.
Because Jesus is the firstborn of the raised ones. He's the first one.
Yes.
And we're going to follow him in resurrection.
Yes.
And because God has promised that. And because all the other promises have come true, we can have faith that that promise will come true also.
Oh, amen.
I mean, it's just, you know, I'm going up.
Amen. Let's turn the page in our Bibles to chapter 2 of 1 Peter and go to verse 21. And it says this in the Message Bible, "You who are servants..." This is 1 Peter 2:21 or 2:18. I'm sorry, 2:18. 2:18. "You who are servants, be good servants to your masters, not just to good masters, but also to bad ones. What counts is that you put up with..." Oh, wait a minute. No, I wanted to go down to... Yeah, I wanted to go to 21. I did. Yeah, I just started at the wrong verse. Let's go to verse 21. "This is the kind of life you've been invited into, the kind of life Christ lived. He suffered everything that came his way, so you would know that it could be done, and also know how to do it step by step. He never did one thing wrong, not once said anything amiss. They called him every name in the book, and he said nothing back. He suffered in silence, content to let God set things right. He used his servant body to carry our sins to the cross so we could be rid of sin, free to live the right way. His wounds became your healing." We're going to talk about that in a minute. "You were lost sheep with no idea who you were or where you were going. Now you're named and kept for good by the shepherd of your souls." Oh, my, that's good stuff. Betty, talk to us about this.
It'll preach.
You better believe it'll preach. It reminds me of that amazing grace. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I see. Right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, amazing. Amazing grace.
Amen.
You know, that verse that you read is pretty deep.
It is.
But to make it understandable is that He gave his life.
Amen.
That we could have life.
And amen.
Have life eternal.
Yes.
And it's one of the greatest gifts is what he did for us on that cross. And we just revisited that again today, just during our own private time here at home, is that, you know, seeing God on the cross, it still makes us weep because of what he did. And today is the birthday of the second anniversary of the death of my grandson, Grayson.
Yes.
And one of the things that we looked at is that even though Grayson passed, we still celebrate life.
Amen.
And that's what God wants us to do when we give our life, is give our lives over and get rid of the sin that's in our lives, is that we're not perfect in any way, but when he died on that cross, it gave us the opportunity to say, "Hey, I messed up pretty bad this time, Lord. Will you please forgive me?"
Amen. Yes.
And each time we say that, he is so loving and so forgiving, such a servant.
Amen.
That he was, that he gave his life for me and for Nathan, for even for Pastor Marcia.
That's
and
right.
For Nan.
That's right. That's right.
He did it because he had us on his mind and
amen.
On his heart.
And, you know, I love all that you both have just been talking about. And I want to make the point, and I know you both agree with me. Again, one more time, our listeners, there are people out there in our audience that are saying, "But you don't know everything I've done. You don't know what I'm like. You don't know how much I just keep making the same mistakes over and over again." Nathan, address that, will you? And then Betty.
So I don't know what you're like, and I don't know what you've done. I don't know what you've been through. But God knows. And there's not a single thing that you've done that he cannot forgive.
Amen.
There's not a single thing that I've done that he cannot forgive. And he does forgive. When I go to him in prayer and I say, "Lord, forgive me," he does.
Amen.
He does.
Amen.
He promises us, you know, that whatever we do, whatever sin we commit, we can go to him. and asks for forgiveness, and he cleanses us from all unrighteousness.
1 John 1:9.
That's right. That's right. And so we stand before him. We can go to him in the holiest of holies.
Yes.
And ask for forgiveness.
Yes. Yes. Directly into his presence.
Right before him.
Amen.
Right there in his presence.
Amen.
Right there in his presence.
So
he loves us that much.
He does. And what you were just quoting, Nathan, is 1 John 1:9, and what I call the sinner's bar of soap or the Christian's bar of soap. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. People, God has cleansing for you. He has salvation for you. He has healing for your body. He has healing for your emotional wounds and your mental condition. God has healing for you, and all he asks is that you just say, Father, I need you. I confess this area in my life as sin. I want you to wash me clean, whiter than snow, you know? Oh, and Paul says in Romans 8:1, and then we'll go to you, Betty, for a comment here. There is now, therefore, no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. You know, and when we allow the devil to keep playing the old tapes in our head of all the stuff we've done and all the problems we've had and all the trouble we've been in and all the stuff that we have done that is just so bad, whatever that might be, when we allow those tapes to be played, we're playing right into the devil's hands. We have got to take a stand and say, no, I'm not going back over that. That's cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Ooh, change the tape. Betty, your turn. Wow.
Well, it's time. That's when you break into prayer and you ask God, God, whatever Satan is trying to bring up in my past, erase it.
Amen.
Erase it and replace it.
Ooh, erase and replace. I like that.
Erase and replace because you have... There is no condemnation in Jesus.
Right.
And no matter what people say to you, no matter what the devil tries to bring at you to try to condemn you, there is no condemnation. That does not come from Christ. That comes from the devil himself.
Amen.
And it's Jesus's way of saying, my child, I love you.
Amen.
I want you to live a life free of condemnation.
Yes.
Your sins are no longer following you.
Amen.
You've given them to me, and you're relinquished from all unrighteousness.
Yeah.
I give you a robe of righteousness.
Amen.
I give you a crown that you wear upon your head.
Woo.
And that's how he sees you.
Yes.
That's how he sees me.
Yes.
But and I can hear people saying, well, but you don't understand. Yes, I do understand. We've all been down that road of feeling sorry for ourselves, of thinking that, you know, Christ has forgotten me. He can't love me because you don't know what I've done.
Yes.
Yes, he does, because he sat with sinners. He
Amen.
Sat with tax collectors. He sat with people that some of the Pharisees and the Sadducees thought were just, you know, the pit of the earth, that, you know, there was no helping them. But those are the ones that Jesus went after.
Amen.
And so when you think of yourself as no one, Jesus sees you as someone.
Woo!
And don't let the enemy try to overpower you with those thoughts of suicide, those thoughts of depression. It's time. He wants to lift you up. And you know what? Just let him carry you for a while and just see how much greater your life can be when he carries you.
Mm. Amen. Which brings us perfectly to this song by Mercy Me, The Hurt and the Healer.
That is not It's the moment when humanity is overcome by majesty. Take this heart and breathe.
Praise God. He's the healer. You may be the hurt one today, but he's the healer. Jesus is his name. Praise God. Nan's got something God just gave her during that song. Let's hear what you have, Nan.
It's entitled, I Am Your Healer. I'm here to heal your brokenness. I will move in a way that you need me to. I am moving in on the scene of your life, and your life, in your life, good things I will do. Let me love you, my precious child. I am here and will always help you. Things may seem so difficult now, but these days you will make it through. I've made you promises in my word. I will heal you right where you are. I will sustain you through these days. For you, I will always lovingly care.
Oh, that's good. That's for somebody out there. Praise God. Thank you, Nan. Whoa, Nathan and Betty, the Lord just told me, we're not going to Exodus, we're going to Psalm 107. And we, you know how it goes around here. We just let the Lord lead.
Yes, Lord.
The first 22 verses, Psalm 107, and it starts out like this in the Message Bible, Psalm 107, 1 through 3. Oh, thank God he's so good. Can I get an amen to that?
Amen.
His love never runs out. All of you set free by God, tell the world. Tell how he freed you from oppression, then rounded you up from all over the place, from the four winds, from the seven seas. Verse 4, some of you wandered for years in the desert. Some of you out there, God is speaking to your hearts today because maybe you've been one of these that wandered for years in the desert. We know the children of Israel wandered in the desert for 40 years going around the same mountain. You know, that definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Well, that's what the children of Israel did. They walked around the same mountain for 40 years. Some of you have wandered for years in the desert. A desert is a place where there's no fresh water. A desert is a place where it's hot, where it's like pressure's coming down on you, where it seems like your life is just falling apart. Some of you were looking but not finding a good place to live, half-starved and parched with thirst, staggering and stumbling on the brink of exhaustion. Then, in your desperate condition, you called out to God. And before we see what God's response is, Betty, I want you to comment first, and then Nathan, have you ever been at that place where you felt like you were in the desert? You were wandering around the same mountain over and over again and not getting anywhere?
Oh, my, most definitely, yes, more than once, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah, you feel like you're in a pressure cooker.
Yes.
You feel like that. You're so parched, and all you could sure use a refreshing drink of water.
Right.
You feel like that you've traveled. It's almost like you've traveled this road before. Why am I still on it? And just as that song was playing and Nan gave her poem.
Yeah.
As I saw Jesus at the end of this road for somebody.
Right.
And he had his hands outstretched and asking them to come home.
Whoa.
That it's time to leave the desert.
Mm.
It's time to leave the barren land. It's time to come home and receive a refreshing drink of water. It's like the prodigal son. Son, it's time to come home. And it doesn't mean that you're going to die and that you're going to heaven.
it just means that your life is going to be turned around, that if there's a time of restoration now, that, you know, that there may have been some hard times in the past, but he's ready to restore your life to brand new.
Amen.
And it's so encouraging to know that we have, that we serve a living God.
Amen.
He's living, and he wants to help. And at the end of that road, when you see Jesus,
yes,
all you have to do is just reach out and touch the hem of his garment.
Woo!
Just like the lady did. That's all she is. All she could get done was just touch the hem of his garment. And power left him at that time, and she was healed.
Amen.
And that's what we can do, even if you can't even imagine seeing the face of Jesus because you think, I've done something that's not been pleasing in his eyes. That the tears that he cries are the tears that he cries for you, for
Amen.
The people that he wants to bring them home. He wants them to know how much that he loves them, and that those tears of yours can be washed away.
Praise
can be wiped
God.
Away. And it's just amazing to me, Pastor Nathan and Nan, of how people, and I did it for so long too, is sitting in a lawn chair wondering, where is my life going to go?
Right.
I think we talked about this many months ago on the radio of getting out of, you know, getting out of church. And I learned a long time ago, people, that church is not going to save you. Christ is.
That's right.
And that we have to have that saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Deep inside of us. The deep consciousness of God.
Yes.
That will lead you
yes.
on the higher ground. That will lead you upon the rock and pull you out of the mire that you're in.
Amen.
The dungeon that you're in, you do not have to stay there. Reach out at the end of that road and touch Jesus' garment.
Amen.
Reach out and touch him and know that he is God and that he loves you so much.
Ooh, Betty, before I go to you, Nathan, I just got a text from a listener saying that that is for you, for her, everything that you were saying right then.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
I just got a text.
Great.
And, you know, some of you have written down our Google text number. I'm going to give it to you again. This person just texted me right here. My phone is right here in the control room with me. That number is 727-888-4171. If you want to text and comment or ask for prayer for yourself today, 727-888-4171 is our Google text number. If you have my personal text number, and some of you do, you can use that also. But the one for the ministry, again, is 727-888-4171. This person just texted me and said that everything you were saying, Betty, right there, was for her. And so, you know what? We don't know the amount of effect that the shows have on people's lives, but I do know this. When we are faithful, we're in our, next Sunday starts our 10th year, Nathan, of being on the air. And when we have been faithful Sunday after Sunday to give out the Word of God, God sees to it that lives are changed in His way and His time. All He asks of us is to be faithful to give out the Word. Betty, what you just did was really spoke a prophetic word to at least one person, maybe more than one person. And dear ones, God wants you to have a turnaround moment right now. God wants you to have a suddenly moment that we talk about a lot at Beacon, where God suddenly intervenes in your life and you're not the same from this moment on. And I believe that for this person who just texted me and for others out there who are either listening live or who will hear this show Saturday or Sunday on Starcom Radio Network, whoever you are out there in whatever country, because we're in many countries now, whoever you are, God loves you. He has a plan for your life and he wants you to have a tremendous change of heart, of behavior, and of accepting all that he has for you today. Whoa.
Praise God.
Nathan, take it.
Mm. You know, being in the desert for me was like looking for love in all the wrong places.
Yes, yes.
I mean, I was looking for love in all the wrong places. I was looking for love and so many different people.
Right.
going so many different places.
Right.
Doing so many different things.
Yes.
And nothing would satisfy.
Right.
And no one could satisfy.
Right.
Until I turned myself around and said, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You're the one.
Woo! Yes. Yes.
Jesus, you're the one.
He is the one.
And he was the one.
Yes.
Yes, yes, he is the one.
He is the one.
Because, you know, I mean, and so many people are right now, I know, are doing the same thing that I did. You're looking for love, unconditional love, in all the wrong places.
Yes, yes.
Jesus loves us unconditionally.
Amen. Amen.
And he gives this love to us unconditionally.
Yes.
Well, I guess there's one condition, and that is that we accept it.
That's right. That is the condition, that we accept it, because it says that very clearly, that we have to accept. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So, yes, the condition is that we believe that Jesus is our way to heaven, that Jesus is our Savior, that Jesus took our sins and our sicknesses in his body on the cross. In this next hour, we're going to talk more about healing your body. Betty and Nathan are going to stay with us, and Nan, and we're going to get into some really great scriptures here. We're right now in Psalm 107. If you're just joining us on Living the Good Life today, get your Bible and follow along in Psalm 107. It's going to be a blessing to you as you learn God's word. I mentioned earlier, our show is repeated every Saturday and Sunday. Grab a pencil and write these four words down. It's easy to remember. StarComRadioNetwork.com. Four words. Nathan, are you getting tired of me saying those four words? I'm trying to drill it into people's heads so it's easy to remember.
Never get tired.
StarComRadioNetwork.com. Of course, all those words run together for the email or for the address on the web. StarComRadioNetwork.com. Every Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern, you will hear this show. This coming Saturday and Sunday. So it's right after we do it live on Sunday, then it's played on Saturday and Sunday on this other network, StarComRadioNetwork.com. Also on Thursday nights, we have our counseling life coaching show. Betty, you never miss a Go Yard show, do you? I don't think you do. Go Yard means hit a home run instead of striking out in life. And I know that you and your daughter Megan and others, you know, listen on Thursday nights, don't you? 6 o'clock, 6:06.
Yeah, it's just, you know, we've listened for so long, it's just become a habit.
good habit.
A good habit of giving us free counseling for some of the things that we faced here in life.
Absolutely.
It's a life coaching show that, you know, Dr. Special, Dr. Angel Falzoni and Mama are so full of wisdom and that can give you advice in how to deal with everything from abuse to drug addiction to depression. And it's all good, sound, solid advice. And I recommend it highly. It's probably one of my most favorite shows besides Living the Good Life that I listen to. And I highly recommend it that you listen on Thursday night. You will not be disappointed.
Thank you for that. 6:06 p.m. Eastern every Thursday night. I am Mama Mac. That's my other name that my daughters-in-law call me. So, and Dr. Angel Falzoni in our ministry. She's a PhD, licensed mental health counselor. This is our second year with the show. It's doing very well. It airs every Saturday and Sunday. Also, following this show, Living the Good Life, which comes on at 10 a.m. Eastern, then they play Go Yard, which is our Thursday night show, at noon on Saturday and Sunday Eastern time every week. So you can catch that. Go Yard means hitting a home run in life, which is cool. If you have a need for prayer, we have a prayer line. We'll talk more about that probably later in the show. Prayers at BOHMglobal.com is the email address. It's an email prayer line. A lot of people use it, people from other countries also. We don't care where you are, what's going on in your life. You do not have to give your real name. We don't care about that. We just care that we have the ability to pray for you, want to pray for you. So write that down. Prayers at BOHM stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. Prayers at BOHMglobal.com. com, and we want to pray for your needs. So send the requests in. Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, or Betty, who's right here on this show, or Shell from right here in our Tampa Bay area and our church here, will answer and send out a prayer request to our prayer team. If you want to be on the prayer team, you can do that too by writing prayers at bohmglobal.com. Time for station ID. We'll be right back.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City.